Logan Garrett here from Rainforest Radio in Costa Rica for the Green Living Show, the most environmental talk show in the U.S. No greenwashing here, just common sense about money-saving and health-giving aspects of true green living. Here's your host, landscape architect, writer, speaker, consultant, and the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Not long for Rainforest Radio in Costa Rica. She's going to be coming home in a few weeks. We do have the photographs now of this wild thing that she got into down there called volcano boarding. It's on the website now. It's on dirtdoctor.com in the blogs. You can see that nonsense that she, well, it's probably fun, I would imagine. I love volcanoes, too. I really enjoy Costa Rica because there's more volcanoes per square mile than anywhere probably there, I guess. And she came up with somebody down there came up with this new sport called volcano boarding. Climbing the volcano with a board under your arm and all the gear is the first part that I wouldn't like too much. But anyway, if you want to see what it looks like, it's on there. Go to dirtdoctor.com and it's in the blog. Also in the same blog, you will find the really interesting set of photographs about turtle egg harvesting. Came to me as an email that was trying to talk about how terrible it was that the natives were harvesting these turtle eggs, and my first reaction shooting from the hip was that it probably was too, and I've forwarded it on to some people, including Logan. And Logan sent me a note, which is on the blog. You can see her response to me that I didn't know the whole story, that the first round of eggs laid by the sea turtles on the beach. And by the way, she worked on this exact beach, tagging the turtles and working with the people down there that are, you know, trying to save them and make them more plentiful. She said, "Dad, the first wave of turtles come up and lay all kinds of eggs, and those are basically destroyed by the second and third waves of turtles that come up." So they came up with this plan that they would allow the native people to harvest, they would allow the residents of Costa Rica to harvest the eggs and sell them, use them and sell them, and make money for the schools and for the kids and everything. And the net result was a healthier situation for the turtles, supposedly. So that's on the blog. You can see all the photographs. And the first time you see them, you'd think that was something bad going on. Then you read the whole story and you see what the deal is. So check it out. And all the other things on the website, we constantly have things changing and being updated and lots of fun things in all the forums. The blogs are in the forums, the chat rooms. There's a lot of different rooms there, subjects, various kinds of subjects to check on. And participate in. We've got a guest coming in today sometime near the bottom of the hour, an author, Dr. Phil Wheeler, and he and his partner, Ron Ward, also PhD, have done a book called The Non-Toxic Farming Handbook, and we're going to talk about that and an event that's coming up for some of you around the country. If you're interested in getting more involved in what we talk about here, you may want to consider going. It's the Acres USA conference that's coming up, and I think Phil is probably a speaker there, and we'll be talking about that more in just a little bit. If you want to call me and chat about anything, organic farming, ranching, pest control, compost making, a sustainable approach, a transition approach. I'm hardcore organic, but we talk about transition, and I think Phil is probably more in the transition sustainable category than organic. I don't think he has a problem with synthetic fertilizers as much as I do, and we'll talk about that issue, and we'll talk about soil testing, we'll talk about some of the people that have influenced him and his philosophy and have me as well. So that'll be coming up. The telephone number, if you want to be with us, is 1-866-444-3464. 1-866-446-7878. It's toll free from anywhere. 1-866-444-3478. We are in my favorite month. October is just my favorite, by far my favorite month. Those of you that haven't got some of the cool season things planted, if you're down in the South, let's get with it. It's just a great time to get cool season things in the ground. You run it a little bit late, in fact. Getting some transplants out would be a good idea. You're still okay to plant garlic bulbs. You're still okay to plant some of the seeds that like cool weather. Carrots, can be planted in a succession of plantings, and so you can still get away with that. In the ground or in pots, if you do pots, do potting soil that doesn't have peat moss and perlite and pine bark and sand, the typical kinds of potting soils. Use the healthy organic potting soils that we recommend, potting soils that contain compost and coconut fiber and rock powders of various kinds, granite, green sand, lava sand, things like that. And we'll be talking about energy with Phil as far as what that means in soils. And it's a very important part of it. And when you're using those sterile potting soils that contain peat moss, you're totally avoiding some of the advantages that you can have. And the fertilizers that we recommend are organic. We recommend fish and seaweed and manure-based products of all kinds. Dry molasses, a big part of what we recommend. We recommend cornmeal as the sugar addition to the potting soils and to use as fertilizer out there. When we're preparing new beds and planting new things, whether it's interior plants for your house or food crops in pots on the patio or landscaping or big fields, the three-step approach is to use compost and compost-related products. I was thinking about a new term for that the other day. I was thinking about calling it COM, standing for compost, organic matter, and just compost and organic matter, I guess, calling it compost, organic matter, and mulch. That would be the three letters, COM, compost, organic matter, whatever form you use, and mulch, because all those things provide carbon, provide organic matter, carbon, and stimulate biological activity. That's the first step. Second step is rock, ground up rock materials, like I was talking about. You won't hear that recommended by the people that still recommend the chemical fertilizers and the toxic pesticides because they don't understand rock materials. But rock is as important as the organic materials. You'll hear them talk about, and I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and here in Texas, one of the things that the universities do recommend because they spend a little money on research is expanded shale. And I like expanded shale. I think it's fine. It's a good rock material. It's man-made. It's a fired product. It's a byproduct of making the lightweight concrete and the Hadite block or cinder blocks. And they have a lot of it that is made and piled up in big mountains. And somebody discovered that when you put it in the soil, it was a really good soil. I mean, it's very porous. And it really helps to hold the soil loose, so I like it a lot. The only negative that you could place on it would be the cost compared to natural rocks, and it is created by burning a lot of natural gas. They burn natural gas in a big furnace that's up close to 2,000 degrees. It's in the 1,500-degree range at least. And they're calcining natural slate that's dug out of the ground in various places in the country. Here, south of down in the Corsicana area, south of the Dallas-Fort Worth area is where it's done. And it's a nice material. I have no problem with it at all. I think it does some really nice things in the soil, but do realize that it is man-made and a lot of energy is expended to create it. But it is a byproduct. It is a more or less waste material from what they're going to be doing anyway, and that makes it something that fits into the program that we recommend. I'm a huge fan of lava sand. I'm scratching my head a little bit right now about the quality of the lava sand because it varies depending on which cinder cone it comes from. The lava sand primarily comes from areas out in New Mexico and other places, and it's dug out of the ground. And where it comes from is it's a byproduct of the mining and the cleaning of lava gravel that's sold in bags at retail stores all over the country to use as decorative rock, you know, used as a mulch or a decorative walkway. It's also used in grills, barbecue grills. That's the same stuff. Well, the sand and fines that's washed off of that, and that process is what we call lava sand, and it's a great ingredient in the soil. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that kind of stuff and then chat about whatever you would like to discuss. My number is 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be right back.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
You've heard me talk about zeolite a lot, and you're going to hear me talk about it a lot more. And there's a specific zeolite I recommend. It's Zeotech from down south of San Antonio, but it's available all around. They have the best cat litter. The critter crystals are for other small pets. Zequine is for the horse stalls. Zeobride for the swimming pool filter. And for the bed preparation, we use the new Turf Aid. It's zeotechcorp.com, or check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store. Can't find Zeotech zeolite? Contact us at info@dirtdoctor.com.
Good sleep is an important part of your health. Savvy Rest has developed a healthy, comfortable bed made of natural, organic materials. Savvy Rest is committed to purity, natural, non-toxic, certified, and independently tested materials. Comfort. Every Savvy Rest organic mattress is customized and valued. Savvy Rest will long outlast a conventional mattress. For a store in your area, go to SavvyRest.com or go to the Green Living Store on DirtDoctor.com to order a cost-effective, quality bed for healthier sleep today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With seven optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden, and clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. Attachments sold separately. See your local servicing steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Howard Garrett for Greg Keeney and his affordable hearing staff. This is the company I recommend if you've had some hearing problems or if you've had trouble with hearing aids in the past. That's a fairly common thing. This is a better way to go. Telephone number for affordable hearing is 800-521-1592. You'll be able to take one of these high-quality hearing aids home and test for a while after you're getting your test from Affordable Hearing. Try it out for a week or so with no charge or obligations. You'll find locations for Affordable Hearing in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They can meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that would help. Their helpline is available 7 days a week to answer your questions. And also the number to set an appointment. It's 800-521-1592. 800-521-1592. They have the best quality equipment and the best prices for that equipment. That's why the name is Affordable Hearing.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. While you're checking out that blog information I was talking about on dirtdoctor.com, you might check out Facebook, too. You got a couple of interesting chat things going on there. We don't do a lot of chit-chat there, but when somebody asks me an interesting question, we do put it there, and we try to highlight some of the things that we are covering on the website because there's so much stuff there that a lot of times the new additions get overlooked, so we try to plug them a little bit there. The final thing I was just going to say about the basic program that I recommend, the shotgun approach, if you will, and before we go to talk to our guest, is sugar. First, like I said, the compost, organic materials and organic matter and mulch. Second, rock materials. Third, sugar. The two sugars that I use the most in bed preparation, both outside and in potting soils as well, is dry molasses and cornmeal. Cornmeal functions as a sugar because it converts to a sugar so quickly. And if you use that simple approach, you can get off and running with good crop development the very first year, whether it's landscaping or food crops. But we're going to talk about it in more detail, more technical detail, with our guest now. We have Dr. Wheeler, Dr. Phil Wheeler, who is the author with partner his, Ronald B. Ward, a brand new book. I assume it's a brand new book, Phil. Welcome to the show. It's called Non-Toxic Farming Handbook. Are you there, Phil?
Yep. Well, actually, it's not a brand new. It's been out about 10 years.
Oh, it has been 10 years. Well, I was sent the thing by Acres USA. I guess they sent it out because they wanted to promote the fact that you're going to be there at the Acres USA conference. So,
yes.
It'll be new for a lot of people listening to the show out there, so it'll give me a good. In fact, you've got an outline on the back that I'm going to go by with the first question being the one that a lot of the listeners are scratching their head about when they hear me talk about all this stuff, and that is, what's wrong with conventional agriculture?
Where do I start?
I think assuming that a lot of people out there are like the Dallas-Fort Worth area, only worse, and that is they listen to the radio, guys talking on talk shows, they see TV, these weed and feed fertilizers recommended, they go to the stores, big box stores, and synthetic fertilizers and pesticides are sold, and they think, well, these must be fine. They wouldn't be selling them, and the universities wouldn't be talking about them if there's anything wrong with them. Well, what do you tell people when they're under that illusion?
Well, that has turned out to be a major problem. And my talk at Acres this year will be based upon the President's Cancer Panel, which has been around since Carter, and the two current appointees were appointed by George W. Bush. And the recent report came out basically says we have totally polluted ourselves. Our children are born polluted. Mother's milk's got over a couple hundred chemicals in it. So we have basically, in the name, I might say, of profit motive only, without any morality involved, have got ourselves into a real problem. And the problem starts really with the treatment of soil, whether it be commercial farming or gardening or lawn care, whatever. And that stems from basically right after World War II. When we came back from World War II, we had developed huge munitions manufacturing capability, obviously, in order to support the war effort, sure, which was perfectly, you know, logical thing to do. And, of course, we also ran into the use of nerve gas, or the development of nerve gas by the Nazis. And so we had these things, manufacturing capabilities and products coming out of World War II. Well, the government, in its wisdom, had just come out of, you know, 20 years before World War I. So then we have World War II, and they said, well, wait a minute now. We can't just throw away everything here. We've got to be able to keep the manufacturing capability of particularly the nitrogen-type, you know, fertilizers, because, you know, as you know, ammonium nitrate goes boom, like happened in the Oklahoma City bombing.
All right.
So they had these capabilities that the government, in their wisdom, wanted to be able to do that. And then, they had the nerve gas situation, in which the technology came back to us. Russians were a little smarter. They took the whole factory out of Germany and took the whole nerve gas factory with them back to Russia. So they had that technology. And from that, they began to develop a system. Okay, we know that if we dump some of these, quote, artificial fertilizers, particularly the manufactured nitrogens, onto our soils, no matter what, you know, where it was, again, lawns, flowers, whatever, that things dramatically increased in growth. And that would seem fine. However, it didn't take long to realize if they combined the other phosphorus and potassium fertilizers, which forms the basis of your typical three-numbered fertilizer, the NPK system, which is very simplistic, obviously. But if you take the NPK system, and although the major part of the K, potassium chloride, is a mine situation, the other two, phosphorus were manufactured and the nitrogen were manufactured, and you start using them particularly commercially on agriculture, it didn't take long to find out that, gee, you needed, wanted to, but you needed to use herbicides and pesticides. And the question is, why? Well, because of the simplistic nature of the NPK approach, plants did not or were not able to produce the immunities, the soils became imbalanced, the insects recognize, that's how they find plants, by their weaknesses. And so the net effect was, the more we did the NPK simplistic nonsense, the more we had to use the chemicals. And, of course, being Americans, entrepreneurs, all that stuff, we typically jumped in, oh, boy, we can make a lot of money manufacturing chemicals and selling it to people. And that would have been fine, except it turns out the chemicals are extremely toxic to these soil microbiology.
Phil, let's talk about that a little bit more when we come back. We're going to talk about what's wrong with the chemical approach, what's right with the other approach, back right after this.
Okay.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit deerscram.com. That's deerscram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way. Sugar can ruin your health. Here are a few good reasons from Nancy Appleton, PhD, who wrote Suicide by Sugar. Sugar can suppress the immune system. It can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and crankiness in children. Sugar interferes with absorption of calcium and magnesium. It can increase cholesterol. It can weaken eyesight and can cause hypoglycemia. It can cause premature aging, tooth decay, and contribute to obesity. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma, gallstones, and heart disease. Sugar can lead to periodontal disease. Sugar can contribute to osteoporosis. It can cause headaches, including migraine. It can cause liver tumors. And sugar can cause cataracts. To learn more about living a more natural and healthy lifestyle, visit DirtDoctor.com today. You'll find helpful topics and wonderful products that will help you live better, have more fun, and save money, including information on why to avoid sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup.
Munster Natural Pet Foods are very special products for your very special pets, dogs and cats. These products have all the good things. More flaxseed, the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Natural preservatives throughout the product, citric acid, rosemary extract, and natural tocopherols. Not just in the fats, as with a lot of dog foods, but throughout the product. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals. The blend gives your dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three different rations for dogs. Red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes. Green bag for normally active dogs. And the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. Latest addition is the yellow bag, which is the chicken and rice formula that contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients for your pets. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, recommending highly Munster Natural dog food and cat food.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Howard, back with you. My guest this morning is Phil Wheeler. Phil is a consultant and will be a speaker at a conference that I mentioned to you in the beginning of the show, that if you're somewhere in the country where you have time to get to the event, I recommend it highly. It's the Acres USA Conference, and the date is December the 9th through the 11th. Where is it, Phil? Is it Indianapolis?
Yeah, it's downtown Indianapolis this year.
They have it in different places. Been doing it for a long time. Charles Walters started the business. His son Fred has taken over, and they always have great speakers that are into various versions of what we refer to as organic production, sustainable production, common sense production, biological production. What's the term that you use the most, Phil?
I think I use sustainable and biological the most.
Well, you were talking about what's wrong with the synthetic fertilizer approach, and it's interesting because one of the things that you said that's the key to the thing is that you have healthy soil and healthy plants. You know, the insects and the diseases aren't there. If you don't, you have to use the pesticides, and that's something that very few universities believe in and teach at this point in time, unfortunately.
Right. Well, that's improving. You've got sustainable or organic sections in some universities, but still the big picture overall, land-grant institutions are still preaching the same old NPK simplistic nonsense, followed by toxic rescue chemistry, which is a problem. And, of course, as you say, the populace, general public, picks up on the same thing. Oh, they're selling it in the store, so, weed and feed, whatever, it must be good stuff. Well, wrong. It's not. I mean, that's the last thing you want to do is put on your lawn is something with weed and feed. They've taught you that, you're not a good lawn care keeper, you're not a good homeowner unless you've got a weed-free lawn. And, of course, that just sets you up to pollute yourself, your children, your dogs, and the groundwater, everything else. And it's just a big marketing tool. And I've grown, lawns that I still have a lawn that doesn't have very many dandelions, and maybe three or four pop up in the spring. I dig a few of those out, and that's the end of it. And that's all based upon balancing of the soil, because dandelions and any weed and any plant grow for a reason. And the reason dandelions don't grow is because they're trying to grow is because they're trying to pull up calcium from the long taproot on a dandelion. They're just trying to pull up calcium and bring it up to the surface and make it available. So if you have available calcium in the top part of your soil, the dandelion seeds have no reason to want to really grow and prosper.
Well, the calcium issue is interesting, especially here in a lot of the South. The Texas, for the most part, with the exception of East Texas and the sandy soils over there, we've got tons and tons of calcium. And so the universities preach, the last thing you ever want to do is put out anything that has any calcium. And A&M, you may not know this, Phil, is even recommending very strongly to use nitrogen-only fertilizers because we have so much phosphorus and calcium and things like that in the soil. And what happens, obviously, is when people buy into that, they do see some green growth right in the beginning, think it's working, but really do a lot of damage long term.
Right. That is... I mean, it works. Let's put it that way. You throw N at a system, and N is the electrolyte in the system, just like the battery acid is in a battery. So if you had a weak battery, ordinarily we charge it, but if all else failed, you could throw some fresh sulfuric acid into a battery, and therefore you'd get some more charge out of it. But it's the same idea. What's going on is that they aren't allowing the biological processes to make that happen. And of course, nitrogen is essential, but you don't have to get it from a soluble nitrogen fertilizer. If you are going to use any nitrogen fertilizer that is manufactured, then ammonium sulfate is one of the best, because you're getting the sulfur to go along with the nitrogen, and therefore you make true protein and or good amino acids, long chain, and you make good protein. And particularly on flowers and stuff, you'll have a lot less insect pressure from doing that. But you don't even need to go that far. You can stay away completely in the lawn and garden industry from the manufactured stuff, because you now have, you have the manure-based compost, and you want to make sure it's a good compost to get there. And you have your legumes. You grow your own nitrogen from using, clover. And that's a big issue. If you grow your lawn right, you'll have clover. Well, then people say, oh, I don't want clover, and they treat it as a weed, and they're afraid of bees and stuff like that. Well, here our bees are dying off, and we could all starve to death if our bees aren't available for pollination. So the best thing you can do is have a grass and clover combination.
I think clover's prettier than the grass myself. Yeah, I think clover's prettier than grass. So
yeah, well, there's no reason why they can't coexist together. And if you really don't want the clover, like I say, as soon as you make the calcium available, which is what you need to do, then the clover almost voluntarily pops up. There's clover seed everywhere, and it just pops out. And if you do increase the N a little bit, you'll back the clover off. But you can, again, find natural sources. Fish is one of the main sources of protein nitrogen. Sometimes fish is a little problem in a residential area, so forth, because of a slight odor, but it doesn't last long. But the newest thing is the azobacter. There's some East Indian technology, and where you've got nitrogen fixation by azobacter. So between, your clovers and your azobacter and your well-composted manures, you can get all the N you need. And the main reason why you're not greening up in that case is the calcium, as a matter of fact. As calcium becomes available, plants will actually green up under those conditions. And so your problem down in Texas is simply to make that calcium available. And, of course, there's several ways of doing that. They have liquid calcium products, bacteria. You preach the sugar and molasses type thing, and all those things help make calcium available.
Sure. Yeah, it's really pretty simple. And I think it's hard for people to understand that with all the calcium in the soil that why it would not be available. Backing up just a little bit, you are a disciple of Dr. Kerry Reams, I assume, and Phil Callahan to a degree. I'm very familiar with him. In fact, Phil Callahan is the one that we shared a cab accidentally one day leaving an Acres USA conference, and he's the one that suggested to me that I figure out how to get lava sand into the Dallas-Fort Worth area as one of the soil amendments that we've been using now for a long time.
Well, you were lucky. He's one of the most fascinating individuals I've ever met, and extremely brilliant, so you were very lucky to share
on many subjects, too. You could talk to him about any subject that you wanted to discuss, and he knew it in depth.
Extremely cosmopolitan and extremely scientifically oriented, but with a inquiring mind, scientific type, so that he would take the ancient information and then find out scientifically why it really was true.
Yeah. You mentioned somebody I'm not familiar with in your book, Dr. T. Galen Hieronymus. Is that
right? That is another brilliant scientist, more in the field of radios and electronic equipment and frequencies, which preceded the, the era of, you might say, the radio, back in the radio tube era, and before microchips and all that stuff. But those kind of guys followed up on work way back from Dr. Abrams, early 1900, and they're the ones that got into what's called radionics, which is an instrument used to detect the frequencies coming off of soil. And so original patent on Hieronymus's machines, radionics machines, were as soil testing instruments in which there was nothing intrusive done to the soil. In other words, you could find out what's in there on an energy basis or frequency basis without doing anything to the soil except having it in the machine, period.
Well, it tied right into, I guess, a lot of the things that Phil Callahan talked about. And
exactly.
One of the things that Phil taught me in his books are just terrific, and we mention them and recommend them on our website, and I'm sure you do too. But I did a little simple test with my daughter. It was supposed to be her science project. She came to me, the 2 days before the project was due and said, "Dad, what are we going to do for my science project?"
Yeah.
One of those things, or 2 weeks, actually. And we did a simple little test with cheap potting soil and put lava sand in one and didn't put lava sand in the other and grew radishes and Elbine rye. And it was the first time I ever saw this dramatic change of plant development just from putting some rock in the soil.
Yeah, well, cause lava sand, obviously, he recognized or had already measured as being paramagnetic, and unless you've taken a course in physics, usually even not even to at least college level, you don't understand that almost all materials are broken into either paramagnetic, diamagnetic, or neutral. And lava sand is highly paramagnetic, which means it's able to absorb frequencies that come to us from the cosmos or from the sun, moon, or whatever. And these frequencies are channeled in soil up into a plant, which is diamagnetic. So when you have a paramagnetic meet a diamagnetic, it's basically like electron meeting a positron or proton, and then they can annihilate each other. So it's two energies coming together, opposite poles. They get together and create energy, and of course plants grow from energy, not from fertilizer. So if you can increase the energy flow from nature right up into your plant, that's the name of the game. Plants grow from energy.
Well, nothing has been a hotter topic since I've been preaching organics than this lava sand and paramagnetism. And some of the people with the most degrees, the geologists and other scientists in various fields, have really lambasted that idea. They've lambasted Callahan and me for recommending it. They say it's all voodoo and nonsense.
Well, if they're scientists, then how come they never opened a physics book and
looked up
the table of paramagnetism and diamagnetism and tell them, you want to find out why you need paramagnetism? Say, why don't you cut off your oxygen for about 2 minutes and see what happens? And they'll say, what?
Because oxygen is very paramagnetic.
Yeah, oxygen is one of the most paramagnetic substances on Earth. So even though they would think, oh, I'm cutting off oxygen, therefore I'm suffocating from the lack of oxygen, what they don't take into account is the fact that oxygen is a source of energy, not just a source of oxygen causing, creating a fuel-burning situation in your cells. It's also a source of energy. So the fact that they have no knowledge or don't bother to read up on the physics or the biophysics of the situation doesn't make the information wrong. It makes them just ignorant of the truth.
Well, it's not taught very much. Hopefully, like you suggested there a minute ago, maybe that's changing a little bit. I understand that Colorado State now has an organic agriculture program, and I think that Florida State has something, and it's starting to pop up a little bit. But
but it's still doing. They're doing, you might say, simplistic organic. They're doing organics from the 30s. Recently, in my state, they put out a book about going organic, and all they mention is start rotating crops and using compost. Now, that's about as non-scientific as you can get.
I see the same thing here, and a lot of people recommend using pyrethrum and using safer soap and things that we no longer even use anymore. They're not even in our tool chest anymore.
That's right.
We're going to need to take a quick break and talk more in a minute, okay? This is Phil Wheeler. I'm Howard Garrett. We'll be right back.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Dromgoole. You've probably heard about Ladybug Natural Brand Organic Gardening Products. I'd like to talk about these high-quality products for your organic garden and landscape. Ladybug Organic Fertilizers are economical and easy to use. The Ladybug 824 All-Purpose Organic Fertilizer covers over 4,000 square feet. Just compare that with other brands. A Texas A&M study proved that it is better than all of the top synthetic chemical fertilizers, and there was no runoff to pollute the environment. It's really fantastic for vegetables, trees, flowers, herbs, and container gardens. It's granular and easy to apply. Try our other great products like Ladybug Flower Power for your roses, perennials, and vegetables. Our compost blends are famous in Texas, like our Revitalizer compost. Try our Vortex Potting Soil. Your plants will really love it. These and many other Ladybug gardening products are available only at independent garden centers. When you want quality and consistency, ask for Ladybug Natural Brand.
One of the most common recommendations I make for people who are trying to increase the plant growth, especially plants that are having problems, is to use Thrive by Alpha Bio, containing beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. And it's just remarkable what increased plant growth and health you'll see. Give it a try if you haven't already. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com. That's 888-265-7929. Or check with your local retailer.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com or call 956-383-0739.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com. There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Alrighty, Howard Garrett back with you. If you want to call and talk with me or my guest today, you can, or just sit back and listen to us chat, which we will continue to do. The number is 1-866-444-3478. Before Phil and I get back together, one quick thing. You were hearing something there about the Green Living store, the things that are available there, and they've got something that I wanted to brag about because I just got one, and it's amazing. It's a bed that sold through the Green Living shop, and it's pretty amazing. I have tried every bed that's available out there, the regular things. I've tried the most expensive ones that are on the market. I've done the air ones. I've done across the board, and I've never been very satisfied until now. So if you're looking for a bed, I got a really, really strong recommendation. It's the Savvy bed. It's S-A-V-V-Y. Savvy bed. It's in the Green Living shop. You can go in there and look at it. But it's made out of layers of natural latex, and you can build it to be any firmness or softness that you want. It is incredible. It's totally organic, certified organic, wool and the cotton that's in it, and then the layers of latex, and it is bed bug proof. People want me to talk about bed bugs some today. They've apparently shown up now in some more cities, and this bed costs about half as much as some of those super fancy expensive ones that I have not been pleased with in the past, and it is totally bed bug proof. So if you're in the bed business, looking for a bed, look at that one. It's called Savvy, S-A-V-V-Y. We're visiting with Phil Wheeler today. Phil is a consultant and an expert in and a lot of things, soils most importantly, and he's one of the speakers at an upcoming event. Acres USA conference is December the 9th through the 11th. Can anybody come to the conference, Phil?
Are you sure on that date? Did you look it up? Because I thought it was the first week, maybe.
Yeah, it says on their website. I pulled it up. December the 9th through the 11th in Indianapolis. I hope
okay,
that's not
okay. You're
wrong.
You're right. Then I'm on the road. I'm in a hotel in Boston, not at home. So you may be perfectly right. I just okay.
Hope you didn't double book. I've done that a couple of times.
Yeah. Well, anyways, yeah. It's in Indianapolis downtown. I think it's the downtown Marriott this year.
Phil will be there, and you can talk to him and hear his talk and visit with him. Are you going to be there the whole time?
Yeah, we'll have a booth there. Our company, Crop Services International, will have a booth.
Okay, great. We'll be there, too, so we'll get to visit more about some of these things. Yeah. Let's talk about Kerry Reams just a minute. Know a lot about him. I've read a lot about him. Never got to meet him. Did you?
Oh, yeah, he spent time in my house and so forth, so, yeah.
What was his main interest? What was his main expertise?
Well, his main emphasis was the fact that he recognized that plant growth was an energy game, and he knew and figured out which things had which kinds of energy, because a plant can only do two things, right? It either grows or reproduces. Of course, it can die, but anyway, the main things it does is either grow or reproduce or both, and so he figured out which fertilizers do what to force it or push it in that direction. So that's why he's become well known. He also had a little soil testing system which enabled him to figure out what things were really available. Again, back to your Texas situation, he would have recognized using his Lamott test, which our company does, is the fact that you got, let's say, 80% calcium-based saturation, or maybe 5,000 pounds of calcium, express it that way, but yet only about 1,000 of those are theoretically available to your plant because the biological activity isn't there. So that was his two things, was identifying the energy of fertilizers, which one to use at the which time, and he did not always use just organic natural. He used some synthetic fertilizers because he dealt with big commercial agriculture and he didn't know how to do it the other way at that time. So, basically it was an energy game and it was a biological game.
Well, I'm a little bit more hardcore organic and can get away with it here because for years, I'm a landscape architect and have dealt with homeowners and commercial properties where we could design a program that was 100% organic, and we still do. And we're getting more and more involved in the kind of things that you do, larger scale growing operations in agriculture, and we've been so far pretty successful. We will still, like you do, deal with people who use both, but we're getting real close to being able to come up with programs that are 100% organic and are cost effective, and it's all about what's the most efficient way to build the biology in the soil is our approach, and I think you do the same thing.
Right, and part of that talk I'm giving at Acres, besides just bringing up the subject of the cancer panel, by our top medical authorities in the country, saying that we got to stop doing this, is the fact that my lecture will outline there's not a mineral that's needed in agriculture that isn't available directly from a mine source. In other words, you don't have to use any manufactured fertilizers. You use the minerals directly from the main mine sources, and then you can create the nitrogen again from fish, from the ocean fish, or from the azobacter, which fixes nitrogen out of the air. So there's not a mineral nutrient, meaning phosphorus, potassium, calcium, magnesium, and sulfur, and a non-mineral like nitrogen that can't be dealt with on an organic or natural sustainable basis. So the whole idea that, this can't feed the world and all that stuff is a bunch of baloney, because certainly the mineral elements are available relatively less expensive than a manufactured product, because nitrogen has to be taken out of the air by strong electrical current or other methods in order to produce the chemical nitrogen fertilizers like ammonium nitrate.
That's Phil Wheeler, his book, Non-Toxic Farming Handbook. If you can go to the Acres USA Conference December the 9th through the 11th, you can talk to both of us, and that'd be fun. Phil, I look forward to seeing you up there.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Thank you, sir. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back for another hour. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. If you don't get the second hour, go to dirtdoctor.com. It's streamed live right there.